Welcome to Sunday Worship. Today is Bible Sunday, and in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 24, Jesus says this: "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Our world is facing one of the biggest crises in living memory. Our lives have been disrupted. So today on Bible Sunday, let's explore Nehemiah chapter 8, which I believe has a powerful resonance for us. Let me set the context for us before I read it. It's the 5th century before Christ, and the Israelites have recently returned from exile in Persia to rebuild their old lives. Exile was tough, but trying to get back to a new normal amid so much uncertainty is even harder. Sounds familiar? Nehemiah rallies the people to rebuild the walls, and Ezra, the priest, works together with him. So let's listen to our reading from Nehemiah 8. All the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the 7th month, Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon, as he faced the square before the water gate, in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Then the Levites instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law." Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet wine, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Let me suggest three ways in which the Bible enables spiritual renewal. Firstly, the Bible is for everyone. After the trauma of exile and exhaustion of rebuilding, the people were hungry, spiritually hungry. In our recent community survey on the impact of COVID, 54% said that faith and spirituality have become more important. We need foundations that are deeper and stronger than just our private individual lives, our personal world. It is fascinating that this meeting in our text doesn't take place in the rebuilt temple, where only Jewish men could enter. Instead, they assemble in a public square. Can we pray and work together to offer the Bible in the public square today? Our services are out there on the internet and on the telephone. Our life groups and Bible book clubs are open for new members. And as a church, we hold assemblies online now in both our primary schools. So let's pray for imagination to do more. Christmas is coming, and our resolve has got to be that the good news is proclaimed in the public square. Secondly, the Bible is a larger story that gives hope. As the book of Moses is read, the people are reminded of the Exodus from Egypt, of the giving of the law at Mount Sinai, of God's faithfulness in the wilderness. This wasn't dry history, it was their story. As the coronavirus exposes our own fragilities, the Bible reminds us that we are part of a larger story, stretching back to creation and forward to a new creation. And we need help to make sense of that story. In our reading, we witness how the Levites went out among the crowds and explained the sense of what was read. It is so important that we read the Bible together, that we make sense of it. As you read the Bible on your own or with others, please bring your questions back to our church family. Write to me, call me, so we can think about them together. And that leads to our third point. The Bible helps us cultivate true community. After Ezra finishes reading, the Israelites start to weep. Reading and understanding God's word is like the lifting of a lid. All the trauma, disappointment, grief, and hope come pouring out. As we come to terms with what has happened over the last months, we are dealing with strong emotions. In the context of community, the Bible can help us express our emotions as part of a process of healing and renewal. And then the leaders say to the people, "This is a day of renewal, of celebration. Go home, have a party, and share your food with those who haven't enough." A crisis can lead to new and deeper joy and confidence, and to a commitment to care for the vulnerable. As we pursue this, we will discover that vulnerability and generosity are the keys to authentic community. At the moment, we're pursuing the healthy habit of generosity. And vulnerability and generosity are keys to true, deep community. Whether we are in the room together, whether we are on Zoom, or on a phone call with another member of our church family. 6 years ago last week, Edda had a cardiac arrest, Edda, my wife, and by God's grace, she survived, and she thrives today. On the evening of that traumatic day, it was a Saturday, I sat by her bedside and we read the psalm for the day, and it said this: satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. That verse sustained us that night and into Sunday, Resurrection Day. And the love and care we received from our church family over the following weeks was a strong testimony that this book and its message creates a community of hope like no other. Amen. Chiwendu will lead us in our prayers.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Father Lord, we thank you for the leadership of the church. We thank you for Christoph. We thank you for Ian, and we thank you for Nnamdi. We thank you for the church council. We thank you for everyone that you're using in the church. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will continue to lead them in all parts of righteousness, that they will continue to lead your people unto eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the UK and all the nations of the world. As the crisis is arising again, we pray, Lord, that affliction shall not arise a second time. Lord Jesus, we pray that everything that has not been planted by you in our nation shall be uprooted by your grace and by your mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for all our young children, all our young people that have been in school throughout this half term. Thank you that you have been their guardian, you have been their guide. Lord Jesus, as they take their midterm break, Lord, give them a refreshing spirit and a refreshing mind. that they will be ready even for the journey ahead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, we pray for the countries of the world where there is trouble at this moment. My heart bleeds for Nigeria at this time. Spirit divine, comfort all those who have lost their youths in the fight for their rights. And touch the hearts of the people in government. Cause them to repent and to seek your face. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We take a moment of silence and we present and cast all our cares and burden unto God, for he careth for us. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.